this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
Max Ray, welcome to Music Stories. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. And no problem at all. I've done a little bit of research on you before the interview, and you've been described as a pop siren. he's gone viral with 100 million downloads somewhere, which is just unbelievable. Well, it's not unbelievable because I'm sure you deserve it, but it's an incredible number, isn't it? You're based in Las Vegas. And you've performed at the Camden Club in London, which I know, being a Londoner.
Yes, that was fun.
Okay, tell me about the 100 million people.
Oh, that was insane. It's unbelievable to me. But I just randomly posted, it was something really stupid, a video of me on, I don't even know what you call these things, but they're for cars and they go up and down. And I was in the south of France. I was in Cannes, actually.
Right.
And my mom was like, you should stand on that thing and I'll take a video. It'd be hilarious. And I was like, no. And then my dad was like, I dare you. And I was like, okay, fine. So I did, and I put the song from Josh Groban, "You Raise Me Up," to it, and then it just, I posted it in an hour, almost a million views, and then I went from there, in about a month, 150 million views, hundreds of thousands of followers later, and I've reposted it with my music, and that's gotten 10 million views, and just different, it's so crazy. I don't know what it is about the video, but...
Well, I hope they're all sending you a pound.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice.
Okay, that's good. How did... we'll talk about your new music in a minute, keep you waiting. But I want to find out about you first of all. How did you get involved with music in the first place?
Well, I come from a musical family. My parents actually met in the recording studio. My dad is a producer. My mom, I get my voice from her for sure. And so when I was little, my dad would just put me in front of a mic and I'd sing my ABCs all the way up to now what I'm doing. And I took dance really seriously and started that path, and then really got into my mom with her connections in Nashville, artist development in Nashville, and I'm now, I've had my sound and songs, and a lot of my music is written out and based in Nashville. And from there, I've had about now over 15 singles and music videos out, and an EP on the way and a tour on the way.
That's incredible. Well done. Yeah. How long has that taken?
7 years.
That's incredible, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah.
And how are you coping with the rise to stardom in such a short space of time?
I'm holding on for dear life. It's going so fast. It's crazy, but I'm really grateful.
You're managing to keep your feet on the ground?
Yes, so far.
Okay, that's good. Well, good luck. Good luck with that. So tell me about the new single then that's just come out, Keep You Waiting. You wrote it, I know. What's it about?
Keep You Waiting was the first song I ever wrote outside the country in London. And I have had a boyfriend, my first boyfriend too, for about 2.5 years now. And he's so good to me. I was scared if I kept him waiting with me traveling and now going on tours, if he would stay. And he's been so good to me. I'm like, what's the catch? And of course, questioning myself left and right. And I just hope that he'll stay through all of this craziness that I'm going through.
Well, fingers crossed. What's his first name?
Garrison.
Okay. I think we should have a listen to the single, don't you? I've got it here. We'll just listen to a little bit of it. All right.
You've set the bar so high. You give me all your time. You say you're cool with it, but are you? You say you never leave. Don't wanna be naive. And babe, it's all on me and not you. So if I keep you waiting, will you keep staying? Staying. keep you waiting. If I keep, keep you waiting, waiting, keep, keep you waiting, keep, keep you waiting. If I keep you waiting, if I keep, keep you waiting, waiting, keep, keep you waiting, keep, keep you waiting. If I keep you waiting.
I tell you what, we've got the speakers up loud in the studio here, and that bass really kicks in, doesn't it? It's fantastic.
Yeah, it does. Awesome. Thank you.
No, that's really good. And it's obviously a dance song, something that I would have played in the nightclubs in London when I used to do that before my radio career. But is that your preferred genre of music, to put it politely?
I do love it. It would be my second preferred. More pop R&B like Bruno Mars is my preferred.
Right. Okay. So it's nice to do something different every now and again, I suppose.
Yes, it's fun. Dance music's so fun.
Okay. And what instruments do you play, if any?
I play piano.
Okay. Did your mother send you off to piano lessons like mine did to me when you were young?
Yes. And I was like, no, every time, and now I'm thankful.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I feel exactly the same. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, I ask this silly question quite a lot on Music Stories. Do you or have you ever practiced in the mirror with a hairbrush as a microphone?
I feel like everyone has. I mean, you have to. And there's been multiple times. Hairbrush, water bottle, a cat, a dog. I'm just kidding.
Well, you could borrow some of our cats. We've got 7 rescued cats here in this house. Yeah,
I have 4. I love cats. Yeah, and dogs.
Me too. Okay, now I understand on your tour that you're supporting Blue.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm really excited.
Have you worked with them before?
No.
Okay, I wonder what it's going to be like.
Me too. I'm excited. I think it'll be great.
they're a good bunch, aren't they? So I'm sure you'll have some fun and so on. Where are you touring? I haven't got the list, I'm afraid.
Multiple places. I start in Liverpool and then 3 shows in London at the Palladium. We go to Glasgow. I can't even speak. Ipswich, Wolverhampton, Edinburgh, and in Manchester. There's 15 dates, and I off the top of my head I can't think of all of them, but yes.
Amazing. Okay, well, we'll put your website with the text that goes with this episode of Music Stories. Just a little tip, it's Edinburgh. It's one of those
Edinburgh.
Yeah, not See, Edinburgh.
Thank you. I need all the tips.
I just don't want you to upset I don't want you to upset any of those Scottish people.
Oh, I never would want to do that. No. Edinburgh. I
believe that. Okay. No, there's no problem at all. Right. What tips can you give to somebody listening to this episode? Because you've sort of zoomed into success very quickly, as you say, 7 years, what advice can you give to listeners to this episode about how to cope with it all?
I think you have to have really good grounding people around you. This is really silly, but I was a huge Justin Bieber fan, still am. And I watched his documentary and he had a lot of people around him. This really stuck with me. So many yes people around him never told him he was doing anything wrong. And that's where he started getting down a really tough path. And I've always told myself and my team, I don't want you to just say yes to me. I want the hard truth. I want you to be honest with me. If I'm stepping out of line, or if I'm getting down a deep dark hole and I'm not myself anymore, tell me. I want to be pulled out of that. And I think you just have to have people around you that are open and honest with you.
Very good advice. Thank you for that. Well, thank you for talking to me on Music Stories. Good luck with the single, Keep You Waiting. I'm sure that's going to be massive. It sounds amazing to me.
Thank you so much.
No problem. And good luck with the tour as well. Maybe I'll try and get over to London to see you at the Palladium if I can.
I would love that. Thank you.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.